São Paulo, terra amada, cidade imensa de grandezas mil, és tu, terra adorada, progresso e glória do meu Brasil. E tem mais, São Paulo é um país dentro do país.
As Jair Rodriguez told us last week, São Paulo is a country within a country. Hello and welcome to the fifth edition of our podcast in Brazil with Brahma. I'm Giles Peterson, and as you can hear, we are in the hustling and bustling heart of the third largest city in the world. Yeah, we're in São Paulo. With a population of almost 20 million, the city is a crazy metropolis of concrete, glass and steel. Coming from Rio, you really feel the contrast. This place is known as much for its traffic jams as it is for its music. Now, if hip-hop's your thing, then São Paulo is definitely the place. A little later on, we'll be hearing from MC Rappin' Hood. Also, we'll be speaking to DJ Nuts and the rap collective Instituto. After I'd hit a local market in the morning to pick up some rare vinyl treats, I decided the best way to get inside this place was to check the Chacutra Art Gallery. It's the spiritual home to São Paulo's most important street artist, Spetto. The only way to get around this town is by car, unless of course you can afford a helicopter. And I'm in luck this time, because I've got my friend, leading electronica producer, DJ Bruno E, and he's about to come around and pick me up.
If we pick the big São Paulo, okay, that includes São Paulo and the other cities, the satellite cities, we have here 20 million. Okay, if we consider Santo André, São Bernardo, São Caetano, and Diadema, we call the ABCD, we have 20 million people. People from different parts of the world live here. I think that we have people from the west part of the world, the east. We have many. Well, Arabians, Europeans, African people. Well, we have everybody here. Here in São Paulo, there's a curious thing. Many areas, you have a rich situation and a poor situation on another side. For example, here, we are getting inside the Higienópolis district that is very rich. It's a Jewish area. And the other side, we have Santa Cecília that is more hardcore, you know, and like Paulista, for example. One side is Jardins, is a rich area, and the other side is the center. In Rio, it's different. I think that apart from even the south side that is rich, you can see poverty everywhere. You know, here in São Paulo, no, the poverty is reduced of some places, and it's not so expressive like Rio. I like the poor areas, you know. I think that there is a bohemian atmosphere. This urban thing, this dirty thing. São Paulo reminds me Milano. I used to play there, and well, the city is not beautiful, it's ugly, but this ugly side I like. I like this ugly side. Inspire me.
I'd heard a lot about this art gallery, but I've got to say, nothing prepares you for when you first see it. The whole building is a shrine to street art and culture, starting from the outside in. The gallery's founder, Mariana, showed me around.
We are in Choque Cultural Gallery in São Paulo, Brazil, João Moura Street, 997. And the first idea of this gallery was when we knew Spetto. We thought his work was very good. and we wanted to show it to the young people because people was just used to see it on the streets and sometimes on a t-shirt or on an illustration somewhere in a newspaper. So we wanted to put it on a canvas, like it was a poster or something like that, so the people would see just like the art, real art it is. And then we found a difficult thing because young people are not used to get into galleries because they are afraid of, you know, that cleanness of the gallery, you know, all white walls. So we wanted to take the street inside the gallery. So we want the gallery to be very, very painted and written with lots of tags and pichação and all kinds of things that we can see in the streets in São Paulo. Because São Paulo, if you don't know, is one of the most visually polluted streets in the world. What surprised us is that we thought that we were speaking at first to young people, you know, skaters and surfers. And then the first people that came were marketing people, you know, people from advertisement and artists. And older people came and began to buy things and collect. Well, we're walking into the gallery now. It's a small house. Espeto is really the kind of artist. He was one of the main reasons for the gallery to exist because my husband used to work with Espeto at a clothing factory that made the clothing for skateboarders. He's the kind of guy that can draw anything. You know, if you say, I want a very pretty girl, you know, really nice, he draws a very pretty girl. I want a lion, he draws a lion. I want a very ugly man, you know, a giant, he draws a giant very ugly. I want, you know, a hooligan, he draws a hooligan. And we thought it was a waste of talent, the way he was treated by Brazilian society. They were not seeing the real artist he is. He is really one of the reasons that the gallery exists.
I'm Espeto, chilling with Jairus Patterson in Brazil. I'm born in Brazil, specifically in São Paulo. I have 34 years old and start making graffiti in 85. In the beginning, we saw the movie Beat Street, Breaking Dance, and so I start making graffiti. And for a long time, many graffiti arts don't knew each other. Around 19, we start to know each other and make graffiti in downtown. So it was the first boom of graffiti in São Paulo in 19s. We start to create our original style. Just in 91 or something like that, we start to saw magazines and Spreken Arts, the famous book. And that was really like Motu from France. For me, it was the strongest influence in my work. In the same time, I was making illustration for skate magazines. It was not only graffiti, traditional graffiti, you know. We tried to do something different. Street art, it's from the street.
What Futura 2000 is to New York and Motu is to Paris, Espeto is to Sao Paulo. After meeting the man, I fell tuned into the ever-present graph on Sao Paulo's street as I made my way over to meet one of Brazil's most successful and progressive hip-hop artists, Rapping Hood.
Vou te contar uma história que você ainda não viu. História de um sujeito típico do nosso Brasil. Pois essa é a história de um tal Zé brasileiro de família humilde do interior mineiro. Seu nascimento ocorreu em fevereiro, lá na Bahia, na Baixa do Sapateiro. Morava na fazenda que seu pai era caseiro e aprendeu desde pequeno trabalhar o dia inteiro. Assim foi crescendo, moleque arteiro, fugindo do trabalho ao lado dos companheiros. que a idade avance, não percebe o Zé Arteiro que ficou de saco cheio, foi pro Rio de Janeiro, lugar maravilhoso, cheio de encantos mil, praia, futebol e samba como nunca ele viu. Logo se alistou, queria ser marinheiro, andar de navio e ter mulher o tempo inteiro. O sonho não veio, em 16 é brasileiro, baianinho, pé chato, saiu livre do arteiro então.
Deixe, precisa andar, vou por aqui, a pâmpora, e eu vou chorar.
Deixe ir, preciso andar, vou por aí a procurar, rir pra não chorar.
O que aconteceu e quase ninguém viu, história, realidade desse imenso Brasil. Ré, ser brasileiro, parceiro, guerreiro, atrás de serviço, conheceu um engenheiro que arrumou um emprego numa grande construção, e o Zé todo contente virou um peão, trabalhando feito um louco, suando o dia inteiro, com cimento nas costas, por um pouco de dinheiro, aprendeu todo o serviço, virou grande pedreiro, pediu conta do trampo, deu adeus ao engenheiro, de tanto comer arroz com rapadura, foi pra outro lugar, em busca de aventura, foi pra rodoviária de mala na mão, disse, vou pra São Paulo, aqui eu não fico não, chegando em São Paulo feliz e encantado, por um trombadinho esperto, ele foi assaltado, e de mãos vazias, é tratou de se virar, pediu esmola na rua só pra recomeçar, é, no mau perreio, atrás de dinheiro, lá vai o guerreiro, mais um brasileiro então.
Vocês estão escutando o Rappin' Hood no podcast do parceiro Jaios Peterson, é nóis.
Bom, eu sou da zona sul de São Paulo, né, e assim...
I'm from the south side of São Paulo.
Há tempo já, no hip hop, desde garoto, assim...
I started breaking in 1983, but I didn't know what it was. I just started busting the moves.
Eu sabia que era hip hop. Eu dançava o break, aí mais ou menos 1986...
In 1986, I started to write rhymes.
Fazer rimas. Na época, eu escutava música brasileira...
I was into samba and funk, and also listened to black Brazilian artists like Tim Maia and Jorge Ben, but also the American ones like James Brown and George Clinton. It was all about the samba and the funk.
Com certeza, na verdade, assim, o rap...
The environment I was in totally influenced me into getting into rap. Coming from where I'm from, I identified with their message of discourse.
Eu cresci no bairro do Ipiranga.
I grew up in a small neighborhood right near a favela called Helópolis, one of the biggest in São Paulo. In those days, it was fun playing football and kites in the street, and I really didn't consider a career in music.
Algumas
I didn't really understand all the lyrics and the rhymes, but there was always someone who could tell me what they meant. I got really into old school rap like Public Enemy, KRS-One, Boogie Down Productions, De La Soul and Brand Nubian.
Na verdade,
For me, it was a natural accent from the beginning. At first, it was the American influences, but I've always loved the Brazilian percussion instruments, like the pandeiro. Where I come from, it's natural to have a roda de samba, where everyone sits in a circle and plays samba. Everyone would always say, come on man, sing. And I'd say, I can't sing, there's no DJ. I started rapping and it felt natural. It's something I always wanted to do, so I became a specialist in samba and rap.
Que no Brasil, aqui também teve
In Brazil,
isso.
People were imitating the American sound for a long time. I was always pushing for my own identity, and now I've managed to do that, and it's a lot more accepted. Ironically, people are now mimicking my style.
Leci Brandão.
I've collaborated with many samba people, like Leci Brando, Jair Rodriguez, Kel J, Gil, Caetano, and also recently I did a track with The King, Pelé.
Na verdade, eu tô buscando isso, né, meu? Eu acredito que musicalmente...
I'd like to be able to go abroad to the States and Europe and release my music there. There's a differential in Brazilian hip-hop. The way it sounds, the way the lyrics flow, the production. And it's just another option for hip-hop fans to appreciate.
Tem o Lil MR, que é tipo um moleque assim, que é uma revelação.
There's a lot of good new artists coming through. It's in a really healthy state, and I'm confident about the future. There's people like Partinan, MC Jani, Virus, and Mandy Mantos from São Paulo. There's a lot of talent out there, and it's looking really positive.
Príncipes herdeiros, os novos guerreiros, novos descendentes, afro-brasileiros da periferia, lutam noite e dia, tão na correria como vive a maioria, guardam na memória uma bela história de um povo guerreiro e tão cheio de glória, Zumbi, representando o guerreiro brasileiro. Nós estamos juntos aqui e no estrangeiro. Eu mando um salve pro outro lado da terra, um salve pros parceiros aí da Inglaterra, é nóis.
Yeah, that's not bad. That is the sound of Rapping Hood, Sao Paulo style. So we've kicked it with the MC, it's now time to find the DJ. And trust me, the man you're about to hear has got crazy skills. Check this bad boy, he's Brazil's premier turntablist. His name, DJ Nuts.
As lembranças ficam, permanecem nos olhos e no coração, e nos momentos mais tristes nos ajudam a esquecer a dor de ser um, de ser só.
Samba,
okay, some kind of rock.
Why not some kind of jazz
and do the rehearsal?
Let's try this kind of beat, like a doom tat. Very nice.
Sometimes one guy, Donato, I love Donato. Donato comes behind to me.
What kind of song is this?
Forget about it. You get a bounce. Okay, but I don't know. We like it.
This is
I can't explain you the magic it is. I play everything. Everybody said to me, "Boy, you play everything." I know, but my style of playing samba is a little different. I play very, very. How can I say? Very broken. Like a crazy samba.
I've got Nuts with me. We went to a club last night where you were playing at, which I really enjoyed. I mean, it was bumping at 3 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday. What's the deal there?
I stopped like 6 in the morning last night. And, you know, these people don't work. You know, what are they doing?
What I think is really interesting about you is that you've got this Brazilian heritage. I mean, in terms of your collection, you know what the music is going back. But you're also very much tuned into contemporary hip-hop and all those kind of things. Is there clubs that you're playing strictly Brazilian music?
It's funny. In Brazil, the youth is not appreciating their own culture. They might know about Jorge Ben, Tim Maia, some, but they don't know how deep is the own culture. And that's why we're trying to bring this. Sometimes it's hard to do parties with Brazilian music.
On my way to find
suffered with the colonialism, now we suffer with the imperialism, because the imperialism is bringing cultural influence to the Brazilian youth. And that's the problem here. People want to hear the American rap, the own samba, the roots. Some people don't want to know about this. That's kind of my mission, you know.
What do you think about baile funk?
Funky is a movement that came from Rio de Janeiro, represent the ghetto of Rio de Janeiro. Nowadays became trendy, but this is something that happened in Rio for more than one decade, you know, and became trendy. I have respect for the DJs, for the MCs. I know people have been to baile funk in 10 years ago. I know how it is. I crazy violence. I see kids with guns, people testing guns in the party, like crazy shit. That's how it is, you know, but became trendy. Nowadays what you see is more like the exploitation of this culture.
Tell us a little bit about the hip-hop scene here right now.
People are so much influenced by USA. The youth, you know, they don't want to know about their culture. The promoters, they don't want Brazilian music. You know, they want the American music. My set is pretty much like this, you know, like I go from samba rock, start with bossa, then I go funk, black soul. But as a DJ promoting my culture, the Brazilian music, you know, that I feel like I just started yesterday. You know, last year I did my first international gig. You know, I did New Zealand, Mozambique, I did Puerto Rico, Paris, New York. This is my mission, you know, spread the music to the world, you know.
Charles Peterson in Brazil with Drama.
Okay, this is Giles Peterson. It's certainly turning into night time here in Sao Paulo. Just spoken to DJ Nuts, and it's a real pleasure to be with the boys called Instituto. Do you want to introduce yourselves individually? Who's who?
I'm Rica Mabes, producer.
I'm Daniel Ganjaman, musician and producer.
I'm Tej Damasceno, producer.
Very good English?
Sort of, not that good.
Good English?
Yeah, maybe.
Bad English.
Really bad English.
Okay, do you want to tell me a little, very good English, do you want to tell me a little bit about Instituto and how you came together and the hip-hop scene here in Sao Paulo?
We used to work together in an advertising music company, and we started to do a project together.
So what have you done since the start of the band?
Here in Brazil, it's very hard to live only from music. So why we do albums and music, we do soundtracks for movies, commercial stuff, and we did a lot of remix for City of God and produced some albums from other people that we like.
Yeah, I mean, you've had some pretty big production hits over here, right?
Yeah, it's one of the most important hip-hop groups in Brazil. I think it's the most important one. They're called Racionais MCs, and they're really from the ghetto, and they represent exactly what hip-hop of São Paulo means, you know. They're really big in Brazil. This sells like a million copies.
What are the origins of hip-hop in Brazil? Is hip-hop more Sao Paulo? Is it more Rio?
Sao Paulo, definitely. The Rio hip-hop scene is growing up as well. So I think in all Brazil you can get a lot of hip-hop groups.
This city's so big, people don't travel by cab if they have a certain wage. They travel by helicopter,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's the second biggest helicopter traffic in the world.
Yeah.
So have you got your own helicopters yet? Is it the same kind of problem in hip-hop here in Brazil as it is in places like England, where people are still influenced too much by MTV and American culture? Or is the Brazilian hip-hop making its own way?
I think it's making your own way, but the lyrics people don't understand. So I think it's a good thing, because especially in the U.S., the lyrics are not that good. I think we made better lyrics than the American lyrics. So
when hip-hop started in São Paulo and in Brazil, it's common to think that they were imitating what American people were doing, what hip-hop, the real hip-hop. They just listened to that. They had no influence of any other things. I think now that people has more knowledge in the making of the music, in using the machines, and how they think to do a music, how hip-hop started thinking doing music, they are looking into Brazil now to do the same thing, using the instruments that they learned from the Americans. So they don't copy anymore. They are trying to copy only the way to do it, but using stuff from here.
Aquela dama que ostentava a fama do meu coração, por ser dona, fracassar os que ousaram tentar, jamais foi o que soube lutar.
Aquela dama Beto que Marçal, ostentava a fama do Pixinguinha, meu coração, só quem dona, é, Dona Ivone Lara. Chega mais, agora é eu, sabotagem.
No samba, o rap, o reggae, represento o Brooklyn. A fúria aqui só ressuscita ao ver alguém deixar beat. Pariri no miudinho, Zazie, faço assim. Maurício vem no cavaquinho, quem duvidou chega aí. Demorou, curte aí, de Pirito, Balmangui, na Conde ou Moraes, Bronx, Jardim Ferida, Bebi, Jardim Rebru, Jaqueli, Guaiana, esse é assim. Subi, entrar e saí, respeitei, subi, agi, não tirei, Zé Polvin, que por fim é o estupim. Perdoei, fiz a mim, que é de lei por aqui, mas o que é foi eu vi. Olha pra o que fiz, promessa fiz pra viver.
Pra onde vou, fui e vim. Pra onde vou, fui e vim. Pra onde vou, fui e vim. Pra onde vou, fui e vim.
Foi tipo assim, haha, poxa, vivi. Quando te conheci, foi tipo assim. Não vou levar um dia tarde ali. Presenti a Lanin, a Tissou, fui feliz, prometi. Honrei meu nome, segui, sem o pó, só perdim. Sou maló, sou assim, Brooklyn Sul, sou Maurinho. Ligo o Jão, que eu vinis, quem é de lei não servi. Bidiará, que é o time, um pique, rique, rique. Um ratatá pra dar pipoco, ligo o lobo, choco, zanga, o lobo. Boutique, boutique, madame, vique, da xilique, cerveja, o whisky. É misagem assim, pensando sim que manda aqui, sempre cantou pra subir. Pode crer que eu já vi Jojo Shogun, acaba a mim me comparar com Luther King. Desde que conheci a Selminha, a Tina, a Vivi, a Johanna, a Nelly, o Beco, a Debi, o Tintin, o Rodrigo, a Pati, a Holly, que nos trouxe os cookies de rempido, verdinho só pra firma. Comi, João bateu, puta bri, comentei com o Juninho, que ligou com o Gordinho, que tava o Davi, ouvindo só rally. Tão Jobim, nós na fi é sempre assim. Samba aqui, sombrinha, zeca, pagodinho. Mas é de lei, se tendi e citei. Cola aí com o Yeyel, com o Kiel, com o Camum, com o Rubim. Representando a família, sou do samba raiz. Vou que vou, penso assim. Hip hop é meu hino, de volta comigo. Olha lá, é assim.
Pra onde vou, fui e vim. Pra onde vou, fui e vim. Pra onde vou, fui e vim. Pra onde vou, fui e vim.
You know, it's really encouraging to hear Sao Paulo making its own mark on hip-hop rather than just imitating what's been before. No wonder Bambata set up a branch of his Zulu Nation in Sao Paulo. If you're listening in the UK, make sure you keep an eye out for Speto's art on billboards and buses around the country. I want to say thanks a lot to Bruno E for driving me around. He's a brave man. I'll be hooking up with him again and others on the next installment of Giles Peterson in Brazil with Brahma. And we'll be talking about the future of Brazilian music. And don't forget, for more information, brahma.com/Giles Peterson. Ciao.
Giles Peterson in Brazil with Brahma.
This has been a North 19 production.